Growing up, I lived in a small town. It was like 3,500 people, a lot smaller compared to here. I had four sisters. I'm the oldest girl. The demographics are a lot different than here. It's very white, very conservative. So that's how I was raised. And, you know, early in my childhood, I would say I had a good childhood. I enjoyed it. And then somewhere around puberty, things began changing. I began noticing changes in myself and changes that, because of how I was raised, I thought should not be happening. So I felt they were a phase at first. But they weren't a phase, they intensified. So we were hiking once at this park with my family, and this gay couple walked by and they were holding hands or whatever. And then once they're maybe 300 yards away, my dad just picked up some rocks and threw it at them. Like, there was no chance of the rocks hitting them because they were far enough away, but it was just the fact that whether he was just joking or not, he actually picked up a couple rocks and threw it in their direction. And I'm seeing that, I'm thinking, shit. Holy shit. And I was terrified of being outed, so that's the role I played. I played it damn well. But I could only play it for so long until it came back to me and just swallowed me. Last summer, early summer, I came out to one of my friends who is like super hardcore feminist, so I was one of the safer people to come out to, and she was very affirming, and so that was great. And then came out to my parents a few months later. Some people, when I transitioned, some of them weren't surprised, but other ones were kind of surprised, just because, like, when I was 15, I was extremely homophobic. And part of that was because of how I was raised, but part of that was also because I was lashing out at myself, and I really hated myself for liking a boy. 40-50% of trans people try and commit suicide. I've tried it 3 times. I'm just lucky that I was never successful. Other people, you do it enough times, you will be successful. There's actually only one reason I didn't jump off the building. That's because I once read an article that got back in my mind where, like, people who jump off the Golden Gate Bridge to commit suicide, it's like a very, very high success rate, but there'll be every once in a while someone who just somehow manages to survive. And when they interviewed those people, they found that, like, virtually all of them, the moment that they jumped, they regretted that choice once they couldn't go back and undo it. So I felt like, even though I really wanted to, and in the back of my mind, I was worried that my last 2 or 3 seconds of life would be spent regretting it. I just couldn't go through with it anymore at that point. I don't know how to describe my mindset because I was still confused at the time exactly what transgender meant. I didn't know how to apply it to myself because the stories I read of people who knew when they were like 3 or 4 years old that they were transgender, but for me, I didn't know until I started puberty. And there were changes happening to me that in my brain weren't supposed to be happening. So I didn't realize it when I was really young, so I didn't know if that descriptor fit me. Like, when I read these articles of these people freaking out over bathrooms, to me that's just, I don't even know how to what words to put to it. It's really frustrating. And actually, in certain instances, if I walk into the men's bathroom, I turn way more heads than if I walk into the women's bathroom.